We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Talking Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Thank you, everybody, for listening in today. If you're in Montana or Missouri or Meridian or Macon, we're with Lane Burrows. It is our good fortune. Lane, what position do you, what team do you coach here at the university?
They tell me baseball.
Lane is the baseball coach. He relies heavily on his assistants, but he is the head coach. And it is late November, and we're fixing to play a Fall World Series soon?
We're going to play a one game. We had to, actually, Teddy, we had to appeal to the NCAA to get into December because we had to push our fall practice segment back because of we had some positives. And to get healthy, and we did, and we had to appeal to the submit a waiver, I should say, to the NCAA, and they approved it. So we're actually, when we come back for Thanksgiving, we're going to do a couple days of skill work, and then we're going to play a one-game World Series, December the 9th. I think that's the Wednesday, 9th. I believe that's the 9th. I guess I could look at it. That Wednesday, first Wednesday.
Now both of us are – this is good yeah, radio here.
Right.
We're both feverishly looking up. It is. It's the 9th.
December 9th, we're going to play a one-game World Series.
Winner take
blue,
all.
Blue versus red. We always play winner gets steak dinner. Mm-hmm. Loser gets a hot dog, no condiments, hot dog bun, and water, and no dessert.
That's so awesome.
That's what they're playing for.
And y'all all eat together at the same time?
Oh, absolutely.
So steak.
The losers actually have to serve the
that's
winners.
Beautiful.
So it's all in good, clean fun.
So if we want to come see that game, we can?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. We'll be out at Ruston High School, and that'll be the end of our fall segment. We'll put it in mothballs after that game.
Sort of when will the game be played? Afternoon?
That's a good question. It'll be a night game just from the fact that Ruston High School will be doing some skill work in the afternoon. So we will probably going to be about a 6:30 start.
Okay, and then the Bulldogs will take a break and come back and start getting jiggy with it in January. And then they'll open up in this new ballpark in February. And everybody's excited about that. And it is fun to drive by and look at that thing being built.
I tell you, I mean, it just seems like it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it does.
And, I don't know if it's because it's so close to the road or just because it's really big.
Yeah,
I think maybe a little bit of both, but it's a game changer as far as recruiting, player development, fan experience. And,
no doubt.
You know, we were fortunate that Gerald Jordan took us on a tour through it Sunday after our inner squad, the whole team. And, I tell you what, it's just you could see the excitement, not only on our on our players, but our coaches and our coaches' wives. I can assure you, you know, my wife is tired of doing my baseball laundry, and she thought that was behind us. And but my truck has got equipment, and you know, we don't have a locker room, so we're living out of our vehicles. But it'll be good to be back in a locker room and a stable office, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, the soccer and softball fields are the facilities are the same way; they just keep getting bigger. So we're looking forward to that. Right now, we'll talk about your players in a second. You got a veteran team coming back, a couple of new guys we haven't heard of that were hurt last year that are new. But first, it's Thanksgiving time.
Yep.
Where does that rate on your holiday scale?
Second. Thanksgiving is less stressful to me because you don't have the pressure of giving gifts and all that good stuff.
Here's a deviled egg.
Yeah, let's eat and let's enjoy each other's company. So it may, but yeah, Christmas, obviously. Number one, Thanksgiving, too. Great time of year.
Yes, it is. So I thought we'd just go through some of this food real quick. If you're going to make a lineup with stuff like, you know, a pumpkin pie, green bean casserole, turkey. Mm-hmm. I made a lineup, and I've got crab dip on Ritz. If you do this crab dip right, it's hard to beat.
Yeah.
Batting lead off. But then I got to thinking last night while I was sleeping, I may bat deviled eggs there because, you know, they're hard-boiled. You got your yolk. Mm-hmm. You got the white part. You got the mustard, mayo, pickle. There's so many ways it can beat you and get on.
Who can really pressure a defense.
Yeah. So what do you bat lead off?
I look, just because of the versatility, I'm going sweet potato casserole.
That's not bad.
You know, it's part of your meal or it's dessert. It doesn't if it's made right – sometimes it's both. I like mixing it with the dressing and turkey and just the versatility. So sweet potato casserole is going to hit lead off. I need more bats. I need sweet potato casserole to come to plate more than anybody.
You want your best side dish going first. Yeast rolls, I got batting second, playing left, dressing, catching. It's, you know, hard, dependable. I got sweet potato casserole batting lead up, but you got me rethinking that. Turkey's batting fifth, playing first. Giblet gravy. Where are you on giblet gravy?
I like it. What I really get disappointed is when I go through and then realize I missed the – is it giblet or giblet?
Everybody, to each his own.
Yeah, okay.
To each his own.
And then I didn't know we had giblet gravy. Giblet. I always call it giblet gravy.
That's
so I have to go back for a second time. So I love it.
Well, that's good stuff. You put it on your dressing.
Everything. Dressing. I love dressing.
My little sister makes the best dressing. Will not give me the recipe.
Really?
She loves me to death. Brought me a present the other day. Left it on my porch. Very thoughtful.
I would love to taste.
Will not give me.
Yeah, I love dressing.
Green bean casserole.
Love it.
I got it batting seventh. Cranberry sauce, playing short. I may put butter at short.
Butter at short.
Well, it's just smooth.
Smooth. It's Ozzy Smith.
It's just smooth. And pumpkin pie is pitching, and I would think it's batting ninth because of a dessert. But that's something you guys can think about.
It's interesting. I like that.
And who's first off to be a few condiments? First off the bench, probably salt, pepper, maybe some Tony's. I don't know. But to fool around with it.
I like the yeast rolls. Eat too many of them, and you got to sop up. You know,
those things are like really good donuts.
It is.
You eat eight of them before you know what's happened.
But the only thing on here I'm not a fan of, I'm going to disappoint some people. I'm not a cranberry sauce guy.
I don't eat it either.
I had a bad experience as a kindergartner with cranberry sauce, and it has been out of the lineup ever since.
Did it involve up-chucking?
It did.
Okay.
And,
that's tough.
At kindergarten school.
Oh.
At school at Thanksgiving. So, yeah, cranberry's been out of my lineup since I was 5 years old.
Skip Holtz, your friend who coaches football. Remember when we used to have a football team?
Yes.
Those are fun days.
It's fun watching.
He'll make a cranberry sauce fold over. It's just repulsive to me to think of. But, again, he loves it. Okay, I'm glad to hear you're a big fan of sweet potato casserole. And if you make it right, you're right. You can
absolutely
eat it for dessert.
And green bean casserole. I love it.
Well, I don't know why we don't make green bean casserole more often.
More times.
I made one last month.
Yes. I mean, you can't go wrong with cream of mushroom, cream of chicken soup, or whatever.
A very versatile soup is the cream of. Yeah. All right. Speaking of versatility, you've got a lot of versatility in your lineup.
Yes.
And you've got a veteran club. You got kind of a little pressure this year because these guys are pretty good players.
Yeah, I was doing an interview the other night with a local station here. And after the interview, you got to hang on the line and see what they say about you. You know, you can't just hang up. And, well, they were talking about how good we were. And I was like, pump the bra. I mean, I'm good gracious.
I know.
They're going to be. But, look, we do. Obviously, when you think about our lineup and our positional players, our hitters, they're all back. Mm-hmm. There's not a new guy on the team. There's not one new hitter on the team, and all these guys have been through a fall and been through – the freshmen went through – I guess they played 17 games. But our entire lineup's back, and that's a good feeling to have. They've all had experience at the and competed in a game situation. And, you know, we added – 8 pitchers to the mix, 4 JUCO, 4 high school. The 4 JUCO guys will help us immediately. And then you look at a guy like Ryan Jennings, who last year was slated to be our Friday night guy, and about 3 weeks before the season goes down with an elbow.
Bomber.
Has surgery, and he has been lights out. Just a professional approach to his rehab, and he has been really good. He may be the Friday night guy again, but if he does, that gives you Fincher, last year we planned on him being our closer, and when Jennings goes down, we had to move him to Friday. So, but you got Worf in there, who's throwing the ball a lot better. You got Follis back, and our entire rotation is back. So it's you feel good about it. And some of those JUCO guys have been really good. And you talk about a guy like Kyle Griffin. Look, I don't want to have this interview without talking about him and all 5'8", 150 pounds of Kyle Griffin. And if we have our full season, Teddy, Kyle Griffin, if he stays healthy, we'll step on the mound more than anybody that's ever played baseball at Louisiana Tech. He'll have more appearances. You think about that. And so that young man will leave here, hopefully, having stepped on the rubber on the mound more than anybody that's ever played baseball here. So that's an accomplishment.
And he's already got the single season record.
He does, appearance record.
Which meant a lot to him.
Absolutely.
And he wants to be out there.
He always posts. He never says no. If he ever tells you no, you know he's not feeling it.
Then his arm's coming off. And maybe Fincher starting on Fridays helped him. I mean, I know he's you want him to close for you. But maybe that gave him some extra confidence and stuff. I know he loves being out there.
Absolutely. And he can navigate. Look, a starter, you got to be able to navigate through a lineup three, four times. He can do that. He proved it. Or he can come in at the end of the game and he can shove. He can blow it out for 3 outs or 6 outs. But we have options. All those guys we just mentioned, they can do it. They can close. They can come in and get you some guys out or they can start a ball game. Starters are their special breed, and it's a different mentality than pitching at the end of the ball game and pitching at the beginning. But I just feel like all those guys can fill any of those roles.
You've also got a guy who's a pitcher, but he's been playing infield for you while his arm gets better.
Kyle Krieger.
Right.
Yeah, and he has been unbelievable.
He
had Tommy John this summer, so he ain't going to pitch, obviously, for a year. But he has been swinging the bat at a very high level.
Player.
He's a ball player, and he's a competitor. And he's one of those young men that you come out to the ball field, you're going to hear him. He loves to play. You're going to hear him cheering and yelling. And if it's inner squad, he wants to win. He's just a competitor and plays a really good third base. Not sure he couldn't play short and second and first and very versatile. But he has been swinging the bat. As good as anybody on our team right now. So he's going to push some people to get in our lineup.
Mitch Gaspard and Mike Silva, Matt Miller, your staff, are these three guys, have they had decent off seasons?
Yeah, they've done okay.
It's really a good bunch.
It is. It's I tell you, it's I'm blessed to have I've always told surround yourself with people who are smarter than you, and I feel like I've done that. And Silva's one of the best in the country pitching coaches, and he gets in there with them. And obviously Mitch Gaspard speaks for itself. I did a national syndicated deal the other night, and that's what I told the guy, to have a guy that's been the head baseball coach at Alabama for 8 years, to be able to lean on him. And he's been good for me. He's been good for our program, and he's been through it, the rigors of being an SEC head coach. Me and him are – I'm a little more high-strung, I think some people like to say. Mitch is a little more laid-back, so it's a good yin and yang.
It's a good balance.
Yeah, it's a good balance, and I think our players appreciate it. And, again, to have a guy like that in your dugout to lean over and go, hey, if the inning – because I coach third, so if the inning lines up like this and we get to this, would you bunt? And, and to hear what – it may not go that way, but I like
hearing –
he's been through it. He knows it. You can't put a price tag on that.
And he's – they're all humble guys. I mean, like Mitch used to be.
No doubt.
Guy at Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm an assistant at Tech. He loves it.
He loves it.
He loves it.
Him and his wife love living here. They love rusting, and he's kind of in his element. He's back to a new lease on life of getting in there and grinding and working with those hitters. And Matt Miller, what can you say about him? He just – every day he's one step ahead of me. In that position, that's what I always say. be one step ahead of me. And you only got to tell him something once or send it in a text, and he's got it done when you get to the office.
He's a beautiful person, the former All-League pitcher, and he had the hardest job in America last year. He was a transportation and all guy, logistics guy for a team without a ball.
That's a tough job, no doubt.
So he's shown in that. Okay, we'll wrap this up. How many home games have we got scheduled?
We got 37. We all know that, and it's a school record, things are going to change as we tape this. We were talking about it before coming on air that Big Ten has announced last week, I guess not even been a week ago, that they're going to go conference only. So we were supposed to open with Illinois, four-game set. That's probably not going to happen. But and there's talk of moving the season back. We don't know. We got the schedule out there. We put together a good schedule, a good home schedule, and we kind of, like everybody, and our guys know, tell us who to play. We'll be there. We'll show up, and we'll get after it.
We've got one of our support staff who just got moved up to in organized baseball, correct, with the Orioles?
Alexa Garcia.
She sure did.
Alexa was here getting her master's kinesiology department for the last 2 years, and she come out and helped us, and she worked with the Cressy organization, strength conditioning down there in Florida, and she's a stud. She's gonna remember that name because she's gonna be famous one day. That's why she's a hard worker, very intelligent, and she did. She just got hired on with the Baltimore Orioles in their minor league strength and conditioning program. So she actually left yesterday, and headed back home. So to start her job.
Good. That's my favorite team. You know, grew up as an Orioles fan, and it's been a while.
It's been a while since we've had anything to cheer about. That's what the young people
it's
say.
It's been a minute. But now maybe Miss Garcia will get
straight. She'll get them going.
Oh, I got faith. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And it takes a lot of wheels to make the bus go. So thanks to everyone who's involved with Tech Baseball. Can't wait to see y'all play. Don't forget, December 9th, we'll have the winner-take-all World Series game. It's the blue against the red.
Blue, we call it the Red Bulls versus the Blue Dogs.
Beautiful.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
See ya.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.